Here is Bill Shade with today's moment from God's Word.
Last time we were together, we were talking about our helplessness to do good, to please God. And we concluded that helplessness can be good if it leads us to the one who can save us. Peter's experience with walking on the water provides an excellent example. When he took his eyes off Jesus and began thinking about the fierceness of the storm, he began to sink. And in one desperate moment of helplessness, he cried, "Lord, save me." And Jesus did. God has always been about meeting us in our helplessness and saving us. For Adam's nakedness, he provided coats of skin. For Noah, he provided an ark. For Abram, on Mount Moriah, he provided a lamb caught in the thicket. And while each of these stories is historically true, it's taken together, they are real illustrations of the salvation God ultimately provided in Christ. In Hebrews chapter 10, the Holy Spirit says it like this: "It was not possible for the blood of bulls and of goats to take away sin. Wherefore, when Jesus came into the world, he said, 'A body you have prepared me, for in burnt offering and sacrifices for sin you've had no pleasure.' Then he said, 'Lo, I come to do your will, O God. By that will we are eternally saved through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.'" When we finally recognize the terror of our own helplessness, we're invited to come to the one who alone can save us and make it right. So God calls us in the final message on the last page of the Bible: "Let everyone that is athirst come and take of the water of life freely." And that message is for you. Will you come?
This is Kyle Smith. You have been listening to Bible teacher and author Dr. Bill Shade, Director of Advanced Studies for Source of Light Ministries International. Our college-recognized 3-year Bible Institute curriculum is now available online. We invite you to visit us on the web at advancedbiblicalstudies.net. That's advancedbiblicalstudies.net. And begin a systematic study of God's Word today.